This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Oh, sorry, Rachel. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. This part of the show is sponsored by Volvo. Pour for a cure, as in pour wine.
Mm-hmm.
Not be poor or anything. Pour for a Cure is happening on September 9th. This is at a private residence in Santa Rosa, California. It says so right here.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they're actually raising money for to fight lupus. So you taste wine, fight lupus. And there's like a luncheon. There's a wine social later in the day. And there's actually the big grape escape. It's a pre-party excursion where like 50 people or so. I think they've limited it to just a few. You get to go around and taste wine all over the place. So if you're a big wine fan and maybe you know someone who's fighting lupus, maybe you have it yourself. This is
lupus is one of those weird ones where you know you've heard of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you think you know what it is, but if
someone said, I know what it is.
What is it? You'd go, well, it's an autoimmune thing. Yeah. So I know someone.
It flares
in fact,
up.
Carmella, our friend from Specialized,
right.
who brought this to us, she has it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't talked to her in a while and was tripping because I was like, where have you been? What's up? And her lupus had flared up,
right.
and she was having major health problems. And she's on the other side of that, and she's super healthy and doing great. And her and I have talked about some other things in the past, and she sort of plugged in and said, I'm going to give back and help.
Mm.
And help people with lupus and do what I can. And I was like, we'll help you too.
Yep. Pour for a cure. Let me see if I can find a place that you can go and click on this. Oh,
well,
here we go. Lupusresearch.org/pour for a cure. Or
it's also on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That makes it pretty easy. Pour for a Cure is happening on September 9th. So that's a worthy cause. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited time offer. All right, celebrity trash. We are going to start with babies. Robin Thicke is going to be a dad again.
Yeah, you know, I guess he decided not to make any more music, or has he? And there were no more hits.
I don't know about the music thing. He and his 22-year-old girlfriend, though.
Is it that blonde-haired chick whose hand he's got his the picture?
No, it's not. It's a totally different girl. She's, you know, it's nice to be a young mother. I've often thought that, you know, my mom had us, all three of us, by the time she was 23.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all out of the house by the time she was 45 or so.
So she could party.
She just, you know, that's kind of nice. It's hard to do it when you're young, but in the end it pays off. You still have half your life left and all your kids are out of there. You just get to enjoy grandchildren. So, you know, she's 22. She's going to have her first baby. I'm just going to guess. Her name is April Love Geary.
She's hot.
Yeah,
she's very pretty. Surprise. April posted a sonogram photo yesterday. It's a little girl. She also revealed she's due on March 1st, which just happens to be the birthday of Robin's dad, Alan Thicke, who died last December after having a heart attack playing hockey with Robin's brother, Carter. Robin's 40. He's got a 7-year-old son named Julian with his ex-wife, Paula Patton. Their custody battle got pretty ugly with Paula accusing Robin of physically abusing both her and Julian. This chick is in. Here's a shot of her, Vinny. And then the sonogram picture looks like a sonogram picture. I'm sure you can imagine it. I guess they told Julian this week, the 7-year-old, and he's super excited for a little sister. So there you go. March 1st is the due date.
All right.
Congratulations to them.
Well, do they have a chance?
Sure.
Okay.
I guess anybody does. We're not in that relationship.
She's a international model.
Of course she is. He's Robin Thicke. We all saw the Blurred Lines video.
What does that mean?
He's hot.
Oh, okay.
And rich.
It's going to say, I didn't notice him in that video.
Oh, that's weird.
Is it?
No. We had Emily Ratajkowski
right.
dancing around nude. I mean,
yeah.
nobody noticed him. But yeah, he's, you know, he's a 40-year-old rock star. Of course he's got a 22-year-old knocked-up girlfriend. I'm sure it'll last forever, Vinny. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
She could hit 30. I guess that would be the...
Yeah, I mean, that's... I just thing. Think at that age, you're... So many changes before you're even 30. But by the time you're 40? Whatever.
I'm sure they'll last forever.
Good for them.
Yep. Congratulations. And either way, I'm sure the baby will just be a delight.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If your boy came home from Cal,
yeah.
Berkeley, whatever, in 2 weeks for the final Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah.
And said, Mom, I'm getting married.
I would try to talk him out of it.
You would?
I would. I'd say, what's the rush, buddy?
Well, right. But, I mean, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm finally so happy in my life.
He's
Everything's
pretty,
perfect.
Yeah, he's pretty rational. I think I could... I could talk him out of it. But you know what? It's his life and his mistakes to make. He's coming home this weekend for he'll be there for Game of Thrones on Sunday.
Very exciting.
John's going to drive him back to school after the show. Very exciting. So we're having a family night on Saturday night.
Yay!
I know, I'm super excited.
Wait, Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday night. He's coming home Saturday.
Okay.
He wants to do his laundry.
Already.
Which I think means I'm going to do his laundry for him.
Right.
You know, anything I can do to be needed.
Is Yeah Right missing him at all?
Oh, we're all missing him. It's pretty funny. Like, we're trying not to bug him, but actually he texted me a couple times yesterday. He's like, oh, I think I can come home on Saturday, and so he was psyched. But they've been he took pictures from, you know, the tower, the Campanile, I think, or whatever it's called, mm-hmm. the big white tower in the middle of the Berkeley campus. It wasn't foggy, so they went up there and they got to take pictures all around. And
sent
a bunch of pictures from the
campus.
Who's
they? Is this him and his roommate?
Him and I guess he's met a lot of great people. So he's got sweet, because they kind of group them by what their possible major is going to be.
Uh-huh.
And so he says he's met a ton of great people. He's really excited about it. And
what is his major?
He doesn't know yet. He's going to try and do computer science, but it's apparently incredibly competitive at Berkeley.
I'm sure.
Yeah, like they take a very tiny percentage of the people who want to. And everybody at Berkeley is smart enough to be in it.
Yeah.
So they take the very best. So he's hoping that he can make it into that. But if not, he's going to do just math, physics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. The Hollywood Reporter is claiming that there is an Obi-Wan Kenobi standalone movie in development.
Oh, wow.
I knew you'd be excited.
Is it going to be Ewan McGregor?
It would be, which means it would be set between the second trilogy, which was actually the first three chapters, and the older Obi-Wan, the original movies.
So even though the three that Obi or Ewan McGregor was in weren't great, he is a phenomenal actor.
Sure.
I mean, he could definitely, if it's the right story and the right director, it could be incredible.
I agree with you. It's funny. I saw this and I went, oh, another cash grab. But you know what? They've got the universe and they're going to flesh it out. Like, I'm kind of excited to see the Harrison Ford, the Han Solo, because Harrison Ford's not in it, the Han Solo standalone. Like, it develops the character and you sort of see a little bit of their history. And we don't know what Obi-Wan was up to between the time that Darth Vader became Darth Vader and the time that Luke Skywalker found him on Tatooine.
Yeah, so there's a Star Wars cartoon called The Clone Wars and the Rebels. So I watch all of those. I'm huge, huge Star Wars
geek.
So
do you think they'll take a story from that?
I think they should. So what happens in the cartoons is Darth Maul returns. He's not dead.
Oh.
And there's a moment where there's the secret thing that the Jedi have, and then there's also the secret thing that the Sith have. And when you combine those things, you can ask any question you want, and it reveals an answer to you. And Darth Maul is able to hunt down where Obi-Wan Kenobi is hiding.
Oh.
And in the cartoons, they have this big
standoff. Oh, so then there'll be a stand? Oh, that's pretty good.
That could be an amazing live action. So hopefully they'll go that direction with it, because from the time they go to Tatooine to the time, you know, Luke goes off, Obi-Wan is in the shadows making sure he's protected and no one finds him.
All right.
And when Darth Maul finds him in the cartoons, they have a battle.
Yeah. I wonder who wins.
Right?
I mean, I feel like I know how this one turns out because he's in the later movies.
Right.
And Darth Maul isn't. So there aren't a lot of details yet. But they're saying that this could be the one that they have penciled in for 2020. There's no script yet, so obviously there's no cast. But Ewan McGregor has repeatedly said he'd be down to come back. He played Obi-Wan in the prequel trilogy, and that could make sense age-wise because it would be between the two trilogies. For what it's worth, somebody named Stephen Daldry is in talks to direct. He has 3 Oscar nominations for The Reader, The Hours, and Billy Elliot. Are you familiar with him?
No, I mean, I know The Hours and I know Billy Elliot, so I you know, those movies are, you know, they're kind of chick flicky, so hopefully the guy will have the...
Is that a bad thing?
Well, hopefully he'll have the skills to do a Star Wars film, let's just say that.
It does take some skills.
Yeah, it does. The movie we reviewed yesterday, the guy who directed it, the Hitman's Bodyguard, his big claim to fame was Expendables 3. And I'm like, that's not the right guy for this movie.
See, there's the problem I was going to say. It doesn't take skills, it takes balls. You got to just be willing to throw your career down the tubes because the bitches that love Star Wars will bust you nonstop.
Right.
Look at George Lucas. He sold it. I'll just get rid of this thing. It's my invention, but the people who love it have ruined it for me.
Well,
I'm just going to sell it.
I wonder if that was exactly it. He was just like, you know what? I don't want the responsibility for this thing.
Right. I think
anymore.
He caught so much crap for the prequels.
Let someone
prequels.
Else take the crap. Right. Oh, well, those prequels were awful.
I understand that. I watched them and thought the same thing. But the point is, it's his invention.
Right.
But the people who love it have taken it as theirs and have decided they will.
And as we discussed earlier, people like to bitch.
You will rue the day.
So this guy, Stephen Daldry, he's going to direct, it looks like, Wicked. It's coming to the big screen.
Oh.
And he also directs a TV show that I find so boring.
Oh, no.
The Crown.
Oh, it is kind of boring. Yeah. It's interesting, but in a very plotting way.
So,
although we didn't get far enough into it, people say that if you get at least halfway through, then all of a sudden you're interested.
Oh my God, this guy also directed. This is crazy. So Vinny reported in his Fast Facts a while ago that there's only one film that has ever been nominated for Best Picture that had less than 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called Extremely Loud, Incredibly Close.
Oh, right. Wasn't that a Tom Hanks thing about 9/11?
This guy, Steven, is the one that directed that.
Oh.
Not
Uh-oh.
Good. Not good. Reconsider that.
Pick another director.
They probably will. The online witch hunt will end up running the guy out before he ever starts any production. He won't even start pre-production. He'll be like, I quit.
Right.
Yeah, I can't handle
get it.
I can't handle the pressure.
It's not worth it.
Were you a fan of Terminator 2 Judgment Day?
Hell yeah.
I know.
In my opinion,
that's the best one.
I think.
Because the T-1000 comes back.
Yeah,
and he's the guy, if you've seen the Terminator movies, he's the guy. He's like a really clean-cut dude. He's played by Robert Patrick.
Yeah.
And he is, if you shoot him, like it blows a hole like in his metal chest, but then the metal sort of melds itself back together and he can reform into anything that he needs to. And
I was a junior in high school when that came out, and I drove to L.A. to see it at the Arclight in L.A.
You did?
Yeah, I was so excited
for
it.
Oh. Man, your mom used to let you do anything you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Mom, I'm 15 and I want to go to Europe for 2 months.
Yeah. Well, he's like, the only kid, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay, woman, here you go. I love your mom.
Life is...
And look how great you turned out, so... She did everything right. So, T2...
Not selfish and self-centered?
No.
That was actually one of the cool moments on yesterday's show. Someone yelled, "Human's self-centered and whatever," and he raises both hands.
Yeah. Cone!
Yeah, I am!
Cone!
Yes!
That's me.
You should listen to yesterday's Secret Show. It actually was.
It was a doozy.
It had some moments, man. For sure. So, Robert Patrick is famous for playing T-1000 in Terminator, in T2. but he was not the producer's first choice. The person that they wanted to, and I guess they had settled on, wound up hurting himself really badly in a motorcycle accident and couldn't play the role.
Is it Gary? What is that guy's name?
He crashed. Busey?
Yeah, is it Gary Busey?
It's not.
Oh.
It's Billy Idol.
Oh.
Isn't that bizarre?
That would have been a bad choice.
I remember that story too, though.
It might have been a good... Has he ever done anything? I don't know what acting he's done.
Billy Idol?
So, in an interview, Robert Patrick, who winds up playing Evil T-1000, says, Billy Idol was set to do the role. I can tell you, I saw Billy's image when I went to the makeup department after I got the role. So they had already started working up how they were going to formulate the Billy Idol costume.
Before he had, you know, 20 years of rock stardom, he was a pretty handsome dude.
Oh, I think Billy Idol's very handsome. He's sort of a caricature of himself. As, yeah. You know, like he created such a character that you almost don't notice how good looking he is.
He's super run down now.
But, oh, yes. Now he can't play these.
Rock stardom has...
That's the downside.
He had his fun.
Yes, he did. So he said he saw Billy's image when he went into the makeup department after he got the role. Unfortunately, he got into a motorcycle accident and busted up his leg, and he wasn't able to physically do what the role demanded. So it's true. He was in a very serious motorcycle accident in Hollywood back in February of 1990. Almost lost his leg. He was hit by a car when he ran a stop sign while riding home from the studio. He also apparently had a... I don't know how big the role was, but he was supposed to be in the Oliver Stone movie, The Doors.
Yeah, which... he was in it.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, but...
Maybe they cut it way down?
I'm watching, you know, Billy Idol and The Wedding Singer, because that's the only thing I could find him acting in. He's okay, but that guy Robert Pattinson was 1,000% the right
Robert
choice.
Robert Patrick.
Patrick, yeah.
Robert says that then his as soon as... I guess Billy Idol was out and they were like quickly trying to turn it around and get another guy to play T-1000. He said, my agent sold me to the T2 casting director as a cross between David Bowie and James Dean.
Mm.
Which I don't really see, but it's the it's his stare, he said, that got him the part. Because remember how that dude's eyes would just kind of lock on?
Yeah.
He said, so I was trying to create an intense presence. I had this intense stare, which the casting director liked, and he was a good choice. That is that I agree with you. That's the best of the Terminator movies.
Yeah.
The first one's great too, second one's
with that melting kind of metal. Mm. Like none of us had seen that in 1991.
No, that, I mean that as a special effect was
it was awesome,
groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, they can do anything now. You can't put anything past the special effects people know. They can do anything.
Yeah, you can.
What is it?
Tell a story. Have an actual story.
They're not in charge of that.
How about that?
If they were in charge of that, maybe they
would
get
that. Tell me a story and don't just fall back on the green screen for every damn scene.
Right.
How about that?
Oh, tell a story. I get it. It's like, why is he singing that? Revivals. Shows that get brought back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Roseanne.
Yeah, millions of them.
Oh, like Will and Grace is
Fuller
making...
House,
oh, right.
X-Files
yeah.
is back, Dallas, Boy Meets World, Prison Break, Twin Peaks, Gilmore Girls, 24, Arrested Development. They, you know, they keep sort of reviving these shows as apparently Hollywood's completely out of ideas.
Yeah.
So a couple things here real quick. Fox is going to do a new TV show about TV show revivals. It's going to be a comedy about a guy who was a little kid on an 80s family sitcom. He's living a normal life now, and he reluctantly gets sucked back into the show. Everybody, you know, he's gone on.
Mm-hmm.
He's moved on, and the rest of his old TV family is like, please, come and be on the revival. So I don't have a lot of additional information. I don't have casting, but one of the creators is a guy from Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh,
and
that's
the,
old.
The old MTV show, The State. So assuming it gets picked up, it wouldn't premiere until next season, a year from now. But then this morning, it's so funny, speaking of revivals, they're going to do a live action The Jetsons. They're bringing The Jetsons back, which I loved The Jetsons.
Yeah,
I thought it was so cool.
Fun.
It was like my first sci-fi experience as a little kid. So ABC is, I guess they've ordered a pilot for a live action sitcom reboot of The Jetsons.
It's not a cartoon.
It's not. They're going to, I know, it's going to be very weird. But it's a sitcom, too, so it'll probably be pretty cheesy.
Yeah. Probably going to ruin it.
And it's basically, it's set 100 years in the future, just like the cartoon was. I did always want one of those cars, mm-hmm. or whatever.
The bubble car.
Yeah, the bubble flyer. But then as I grew older, I went, wow, the greenhouse effect on that would be, you know, you'd be talking about, you know how sometimes sun's coming through your side window and you're just like, geez, it's so hot in here.
I told you, try some tint. Tint your windows, would you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, maybe I can tint my...
You live in California. You have to have tinted windows.
I don't have to. I just, you know, when...
Send your person out to do it. It's just a drop off. You just drop the car off and then you wait until it's done and then no more.
I thought
you
couldn't tint your side windows.
Oh my God, that sun is just baking me and I'm in traffic. I can't move.
Yeah. Crank your AC and direct it directly at your arm where it's getting burnt.
You can tint them just a little bit.
But what if I get pulled over?
You're
going to
get pulled over.
It's like you're
That's going to happen.
I know, I do drive real slow. Well, maybe they pull me over just for the tinting. Like, I can't see who that is.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. We are out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The eclipse and back to school make the news.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
Hey, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, I posted a very interesting picture.
Oh.
You may not recognize the guy because it's Yuzette's husband, John.
Oh.
And he's got a really beautiful dog in his lap. And this picture is to remind everyone that on August 19th, which is tomorrow, it's Clear the Shelters Day. And it's a picture of John at Pets in Need in Redwood City. And we're here also to promote Clear the Shelters Day. And this is a nationwide effort with shelters to drop adoption fees for one day on Saturday, August 19th. And last year, more than 50,000 pets found their forever homes on this day.
Aww.
So,
and is this particular dog up for adoption? This dog,
that
people
was,
like
that was
it?
A few weeks ago when we went. So I don't know if that dog is still there, but that dog was beautiful and friendly, loving.
I'm trying to look at
gorgeous.
It.
Gorgeous.
Oops, hold on.
You got to go to the Alice973 Instagram, everyone. It's right there.
Oh, I see it. All right. Hold on.
Maybe you could like and leave a comment, Sarah and Vinny, both of you guys.
Oh, that is a beautiful dog.
Isn't it?
Ugh. It's gorgeous. Looks like maybe a pit bull mix.
Something.
Or whatever you're supposed to call
them. Some kind of mix, yeah.
Is it brindle, too? I love that. The black and brown, it's almost stripy mix. I can't. It's hard to tell.
Really nice.
So feel free
to. It's a really pretty dog.
Spread the word.
I liked it. Thank you for
Thanks,
putting that
Simon.
Up. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. All right, so yesterday there was a terror attack. On Thursday afternoon, a van rammed into a crowd of people in Barcelona. It says here killing 13. I've seen 14 is the number now, and injuring at least 100 people. It's the worst attack on Spanish soil since the 2004 Madrid bombings, which killed 191 people and injured more than 1,800. The deadly assault was followed hours later by a second terror attack in a small town of Cambrils, south of Barcelona. Police say police shot dead 5 suspected terrorists. One is on the run.
Were they also doing a car thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's so disturbing, the driving of the car into the crowd of people thing now.
Well,
you know, the other day.
By definition, the terror attack, like that's now all of a sudden you're just walking down a sidewalk and a car could be the thing. It's not the random placed backpack or the...
No.
It's just someone driving by. Now that's what you're... And it does create terror. You do find yourself... Like, Cambrils is a town, from what I read, of 33,000 people. That's a tiny little town. You'd think of all the places in the world you'd be safe. It's a tiny little beach town.
Right.
Yeah, it's 50 miles south of Barcelona.
I'm sorry, you were going to say something tonight.
Not nothing. I just, it's so super disturbing. And in light of all these sort of, you know, car as the deadly weapon attacks, I watched that Mr. Mercedes the other day. It's based on these Stephen King books. And they, I mean, it was hard to watch. Like the opening scene is this guy in a Mercedes who just, this is his, I mean, he's a twisted psychopath. But they keep showing shots of it, and it's just, I just.
Oh. Yeah, and that one, they are people at a job fair.
Right.
Waiting in line at a job fair. Desperate
in
for
the,
work.
Right, 5 a.m. or yeah. whatever it is.
Anyway, that's not part of the.
No, not at all. But it's just, I find it so awful when, you know, one thing, like somebody in, you know, whoever was the first, was it in at Bastille Day when the guy drove the truck through? Was that the first mm-hmm. one that we heard?
No, there have been others. In fact, I had so many stories, I've misplaced them now, but one of the stories, it might have been USA Today. Let me see if I can find it.
Did they break down the car?
It details the history of the car or truck being used, and they talk about a few of them happened in England. I'm not going to be able to find it in a timely manner. Vehicles have been used to plow into pedestrians in the UK twice this year, including an attack in June on London Bridge that killed 8 people, right. and one in March on Westminster Bridge, which killed 4 pedestrians and 1 police. They say in late December, a truck plowed into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12 and wounding 50. And it just, the list goes on and on. So effective at
creating
the very
terror.
Definition, right? Mm-hmm. Creating terror, for sure. Moving on, the solar eclipse. It's big.
Yeah.
My mom has an open house this weekend as she's selling her house in Seattle and had planned to go.
Is her house down south ready?
It's going to be ready very quickly.
So by the time she sells and gets it together and
right.
moves down,
she'll put closes. She'll put in the deal, whatever,
mm-hmm.
September, I think. The end of September. Anyway, she was going to go visit some friends while they do the open house in Eugene.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So she goes to get herself booked, and the flights are all packed. And she's tripping because, you know, Sandy's not, you know, a newsie. Is that me? Oh.
She's like, what's going on?
So she looks into it and realizes, oh my God, everyone's going to Oregon for the eclipse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she checks the news. She's thinking, I don't believe her, but she said, maybe I'll drive down there. And they're saying, bring food and water. You may be stuck in traffic on the road to the point where you can't.
Really? Mm-hmm.
For hours upon hours where you just cannot pass.
Man. Yeah. It's eclipse fever.
Soul-crushing traffic may plague the total solar eclipse.
Oh. Soul-crushing.
Soul-crushing. Bring food, bring water.
Uh-huh.
Maybe bring an empty bottle.
Or a bucket.
Or a bucket.
I mean, it might need a wider opening.
The eclipse is scheduled to take place on Monday. Times vary by location. The 65-mile wide path from Oregon to South Carolina. You can see the stripe across America where it'll be best seen. And partial eclipse visible in North America and parts of South America. But the real deal
is in this swath.
Right.
I was actually thinking, because we're talking about walking over to the Exploratorium to view it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just going to be foggy. It's been so foggy every morning.
Well, that's what I was trying to mention to you guys the other day. All these people taking trips. When you are depending on Mother Nature to come through for you, Believe me, me and my friends have been sitting there twiddling our thumbs on a surf trip where the surf didn't come. We're here. Our boards are here.
It's We're all
flat.
Ready to go.
Right, nothing.
We're here. The sun's here. The moon's here. And the clouds are here,
and
too.
And it's cloudy.
So according to the weather, today is supposed to be cloudy. Tomorrow's supposed to be cloudy. But Sunday and Monday are supposed to be clear.
Oh. Well, let's hope so, because I want to go down there. And we're only getting 75% here, but we're still going to go
in Oregon, this little map says, when totality occurs, 10:17 a.m. on Monday.
That's totality.
In Oregon. Right. That's when the absence of light from the sun will be visible.
Mm. They say birds go crazy in the moments leading
Lots
up to it,
chirping.
And then they go silent during it.
They say chimpanzees go to higher ground.
Oh.
Cows go into the barn.
Oh.
We were talking about clear the shelters a minute ago, and they're saying to, if you can possibly, have your dogs and cats inside and close the blinds or curtains or whatever.
Because
they can suffer
crazy.
From, not that they're looking at the sun, but they can suffer from eclipse blindness.
Because they're like, hey, what's going on with the sun? They look up at it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't have to mention this because it's everywhere. But yeah, you're not supposed to look at the eclipse. Mm. It can really be bad for you.
I'm
going to
risk it.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Very brave.
Well, they'll Thank probably you. Give us.
Yeah. Don't stare at it.
Yeah.
We'll Don't tell him what to do.
Get some special glasses.
He just said he's doing it.
Just make little, just squint at it through his sunglasses.
What if you got Prada sunglasses? Does that help?
Oh, yeah. No, Prada is totally like top name and protection for your eyes.
Shame.
He looks up with his Prada glasses and they disintegrate. Eclipses are so strange. It feels like it sort of like awakens like the Stonehenge in everybody, you know, just like crazy lunar, solar, celestial events.
It's weird. I'm not chirping
mystical.
At all. I don't even, it's not even
Super
registering
neat.
For me. Well, it's neat.
Yeah.
But I don't, the whole awakening Stonehenge in me or whatever.
I love it. I just think it feels so mystical. Like, you know, early people who didn't know how to predict when the solar eclipse was going to come. It must have been just like, oh my God, what have we done to displease the gods?
I think I have stronger feelings when I have to pee. Like, you know, well, I got to go.
Yeah.
Well, off to the bathroom with
Super
me.
Super fun.
Okay, though. All you people. Monday, it's your day.
It's your day.
Have a great time.
George says they're running out of gas, too. Oh, in Oregon, they're running out of gas, George?
Oh, geez.
Is that what you mean?
Oh. Yeah, what do you mean, George?
You know, there's plenty of places to go see this thing. Like, pick one that's less people are going to. I don't know.
Well, but I mean, Oregon's the one that's closest to the people of California and
sure.
Washington. That's why the mad rush, you know, north and south, yeah. depending.
Just don't head to one of the towns. Like, I don't know, maybe go camping.
Actually,
a little late summer
here,
camping.
Depot?
Home Depot?
Depot Bay.
Where's that?
It's in Oregon.
Oh.
It's the northwestern most part of Oregon. That's where it will be best seen.
Oh.
I invited a bunch of my friends to join us at the Exploratorium.
Fantastic, Homan. Throw a party.
More the merrier. Yeah.
A bunch of your friends?
Yeah, like three.
Is Rachel coming?
Rachel.
She's
driving.
Oh, no,
she's
I told
going
you,
up
she's
to,
up there. She'll be
she's
at
going
Depot
up to go
Bay.
Camp, right?
Oh, that's right.
Going with her mom.
Is she going to Depot Bay specifically?
She's going to wherever the heart. She's going to Oregon.
That's where you want to go. That's the spot where you're going to see the total eclipse.
Total eclipse of the sun.
Back to school's happening all over the country.
Yeah.
And it's a mixed bag. I've heard you say this too, Sarah, where you're like, I love summer. I love when my kids are home. It's the best. I hate that they have to go back.
Yeah.
Other parents are like doing a dance now that the kids are back, whether it's because they work and they don't want to deal with trying to keep these kids safe and entertained all summer.
Right.
Now they know where they are from 8 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Right. Only have a couple hours to get in trouble before I get home.
Right. Here's a story of a 39-year-old woman named Christina Hester. She was in her car waiting in the pickup line to get her kid from Lexington Middle School in Fort Myers on Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
Kids are back in school. While she was there, she thought she'd do a quick bump.
A what?
A quick bump.
Like cocaine? Like a bump?
Uh-huh.
Like yayo?
Yayo, yep.
Did you call it yayo when you did that stuff?
No, someone told me that that's what it, when you hear yayo in a song, yeah, that's what it means. I was like, oh, the kids lingo.
It's been around for years.
I didn't get the bump reference. I was like, yeah. Oh. Oh. And when you said she did a bump, I'm like, oh, yeah, there are a lot of speed bumps at schools. I'm like, what?
No.
So she
did a quick line of coke off her iPhone. A school security guard happened to see the show that is a 39-year-old mom.
Oh my God.
In the pickup line doing a bump.
And then a bump
off her
again
iPhone.
And then a bump again.
Right.
Oh my God. In the line of pickup her kid?
Uh-huh.
Well, listen, kids, they'll take it out of you, man. She needed something to get her through the rest of the day.
Mommy's little helper.
He confronted her and found a half a gram of coke in her purse.
Oh. Oh boy, she let him into her purse? He's a school security guard?
Yeah.
Some people, all it takes is someone of authority and they melt.
Okay.
Authority. Oh my God, I'm in trouble.
Oh no.
Here's my bag.
Right. Go to, I give up. I'm sorry.
She was arrested for drug possession, and I'm sure that kid wants to switch schools.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ma.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Great. Now I'm the kid with the mom druggie.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see. Have you already talked about Big Brother last night? OMG, Cody's exit, says 650.
I know, it's funny.
I stayed up. I didn't want to stay up. I wanted to go to bed. I thought, oh, I'll just watch the first eviction. I ended up for the whole thing.
Yeah. I do have a couple comments about it.
Oh.
All very catty.
Next break, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about. We can talk about it at 7 o'clock.
All right.
Oh, and let's do the montage at 7, too. Oh. Is that cool?
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
All right. So, oh, boy, see all this great stuff coming up in the celebrity track.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.